everybody. This is Amber Bradley. Thanks for joining us on today's TalkLP.com podcast, where we cover everything about loss prevention.
Welcome, everybody, to TalkLP.com. It's Amber Bradley, and we are about to get our podcast on. So special guest host Dave Thompson from Wicklander Zalowski, everybody's favorite instructor, don't tell Brett I said that, is back again, of course, my trusty sidekick. Wait, am I the sidekick or are you the sidekick?
I'm always a sidekick. It's fine. I think I need to work on a podcast voice, though. I don't have quite the tone you have there.
You got to get it polished. You got to go down an octave. And then
yeah,
you'll
you're
be,
a little vibrato.
You know,
you've got the whole thing going on.
Yeah, it's a big deal. You got to sound professional. So now we're ignoring our guest. Dave Thompson, introduce our special guest today.
Yeah, I'm excited. So I know TalkLP, part of our goal is to bring people on to the podcast that are representative of not just the LP industry, but retail as a whole, and strong advocates for those LP professionals and great connectors in the industry. And so we kick off with somebody that checks all those boxes. Shelby Dotson is the director of membership for Florida Retail Federation and for Georgia retailers, and most recently involved in apprehending some shoplifters and a nurse. So in case things get out of hand in the next 30 minutes or so, we are covered. But I thought Shelby could probably do a better job of explaining what everything is that she does. So Shelby, what is Florida Retail Federation?
So Florida Retail Federation, we're a retail trade association in Florida, and we've been around for about 84 years advocating on behalf of the retail industry in Florida. Sounds long and boring, but our mission is to advocate, promote, and safeguard retail. Tourism and trade are the two biggest industries in the Sunshine State, and we want to keep it that way. So we do everything we can to make Florida the most business-friendly state in the nation and keep our economy strong, attract business and retailers and visitors to the Sunshine State. So we do everything we can to make sure retail thrives in Florida, and when the going gets tough, we've got retail's back. So that's what we do.
You had mentioned Sunshine State twice. Did you hear that? Because I'm up here in cold Chicago, so that was a good reminder.
80 degrees and sunny in Florida.
She's also on the beach in her
I am.
Suit doing this podcast.
I am with a pina colada.
Yeah. So my question is, so you mentioned Georgia kind of in that. What is the relationship when you add on kind of the Georgia retail part in that too?
So we also run the Georgia Retailers, which is the Georgia Retail Association. And there are a few other kind of states that do the same. North Carolina and South Carolina are the same company. So we work on all the same issues in Georgia that we do in Florida, attracting retail, stopping bad legislation and passing positive legislation. And we also have a pretty strong organized crime alliance that we run in Georgia as well. So
when you say advocate for retailers, I know there's a lot of different things that you guys are working on, but what do you think are some of the most relevant or interesting things to the LP professional that you guys get involved in?
LP world. So right now we are working on Florida's felony threshold. We're in the heat of legislative session. We have about 2.5 weeks to go. So now is crunch time. Our Florida's felony threshold right now is $300, which is the second lowest in the nation. We're right behind New Jersey. And I think most people know what felony threshold is, but it's the minimum dollar amount someone can steal in order to be eligible for a felony. And eligible is a really important word there. So there is currently a legislative push to up the felony threshold to as much as $1,000, and we're working really, really hard to beat that back. We want to keep it at $300. We pride ourselves on having the lowest, and I think, you know, so we have to provide education that we are, you know, not wanting to slap a kid that makes a bad decision and steals an iPhone or some Beats headphones with a felony. That's not our intention at all. This is, you know, more aimed at the repeat offender and organized crime groups that make a living, at the cost of retailers and the end consumers. So we're working really hard on that. And then also, there is aggregation of misdemeanors within the same push. So right now there's a 48-hour aggregation period. So if I stole $100 worth of stuff today and $100 worth of stuff tomorrow, those would be aggregated into a $200 one crime. So 48 hours is not a lot of time to do that. We're trying to push for a 90-day aggregation to kind of cut back on retail crime and get these people off the streets. So that's another thing that we're working really hard on. I don't know if we're going to get 90 days, but we're really hoping to get more than 48 hours. And I think we'll probably talk about this more in a second, but I worked on a big retail blitz in Georgia last week, and the guy stole $200 worth of stuff like 10 days prior. He came back to the same store, same location, and walked out with almost $500 in merchandise in a backpack. So under Florida law, that would have been two separate crimes. Currently, if we get the 90-day aggregation, or even 30-day aggregation, if we got that passed, there would have been a $700 crime there, and he would have been eligible for a felony at that point. And I don't think he's the guy that had made a bad decision. I think he was doing that with intention. So,
well, I think this is a major topic, right? And I'm not sure people understand, and maybe people, I say people, me, that aren't, you know, in this every single day. However, you know, our audience may cross the gamut, right? People just starting an LP or veterans, right, that understand a felony threshold. Although, A, I don't think people understand what you guys are doing about it. And then B, you know, I think Dave Thompson, a lot of these folks talk about felony thresholds and all this legislation, but may not really understand the nuts and bolts of it, which I think is a really good kind of 101 topic here. So stepping back a little bit, when you said the word eligible is a big deal, like, and I know this may be a little elementary, but for some, but maybe not, just to get someone in your position's clarification of it. Why is that word a big deal? And what should it mean for the LP folks listening?
So eligible is a big deal in the explanation of felony threshold, because like I said, a lot of groups that are, you know, very against the raise or against keeping the threshold at the amount it is now, they, you know, it's a lot of, they're working for juvenile criminal justice. They don't want, you know, like I said, a 13-year-old who steals an iPhone to be slapped with a felony for life. And just because you steal the minimum dollar amount doesn't mean you are going to get a felony. It's up to the judge. And a lot of times your past or your record. So a one-time offender is not likely to receive a felony for stealing in Florida $300 worth of merchandise, or even it's not even in a store. They could steal a bike out of someone's front yard. So it, you know, it applies to that as well. Any stolen property. So I think it's just the education out there that because someone steals a minimum dollar amount does not mean they are going to get a felony. And it's, this legislation is more aimed to the organized groups and the people that are repeat offenders and make a living off this and are going in stores, shoplifting merchandise, and then 2 hours later putting it on Facebook Marketplace or OfferUp. Or I even learned recently there's a Reddit page for shoplifters, and they post pictures and brag about their hauls after they go shoplift from retailers. So that's our target. And it's not the one time, you know, juvenile offender or the accidental, you know, shoplifter.
Yeah, I think that's an important explanation. And I think a lot of people get very black and white with these laws. And it's the same as, you know, they call it prosecutorial discretion, or even if you get pulled over, but you're on your way to some kind of emergency and the officer has the ability to make a decision on whether or not to give you a ticket, or Amber starts to cry when she gets pulled over and gets out of a ticket, or whatever it might be. But it's good. It's good to have the law is able to be applied in the circumstance that it should be. And of course, I have to plug the importance and power of a strong interview dealing with ORC subjects. I think, not, you know, finding out that this is not somebody just stealing today, but how often are they in the store? How many other people are they working with? And what's their connection, I think, is important for the LP professional. And realizing state by state is different, I think they could probably use your help in California.
Yeah, Proposition 47, we hear all about it, so.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and one of the.
Go ahead, Amber.
Sorry, Dave. No, I was just going to say, with your bringing up the interview, right, and the investigation, it's interesting, you know, Shelby talked about the social media pages that people are putting it up on, like that information, doesn't that help you, you know, do your investigation to then prepare for the interview to really understand, like you said, who do you have in that chair?
Yeah, I think the sharing of information is incredible. And, you know, there's so many ORST groups out there that it's hard to list them all, but a few that I know I've had a chance to get exposure to is the California ORCA, Chicago, the CC Rock, Metro ORCA, and then obviously something that Shelby is heavily involved in is GROC, but Georgia Retail Organized Crime. And it's incredible when you see the partnership of different retailers and then retail and law enforcement, which I know is something that Shelby and the group really prides themselves on. And she got to experience that recently. So what was it like working on an ORC blitz? How'd that all come together?
So I almost stopped my real job and just went the LP route. We did a two-day ORC blitz in Georgia. We had about 15 participating retailers and 76 law enforcement and store LP pros together. And we worked in about a two-mile radius, and it was really, really well organized and executed thanks to the City of Dunwoody Police in Georgia. They did an amazing job. But the police department had certain law enforcement assigned to certain locations. And so anytime the in-store LP guys would catch a shoplifter, the law enforcement would be right there ready to make an apprehension. And that doesn't happen all the time in the real world. It's, you know, a lot of times the shoplifter gets away and they have to wait and call law enforcement. Law enforcement's not sitting there waiting because they have a big job too. So this way we were able to kind of catch them as soon as they committed the crime. And it was 2 days. We did 8-hour stint, so 16 hours total. We did 25 arrests, and there in all there were 10 felonies, 17 misdemeanors. So and I was talking to somebody earlier, not one of these instances were an accident. They were all very well intended and executed. So there were, I think, our biggest amount was $2,000 of fragrances in shopping bags, and they kind of put them in shopping bags and ran out the store. So it was very well thought out, and these guys do it all the time. And you know, the LP guys that we were working with, they knew the folks, they knew what they looked like, and they're like, yeah, they're here again. They, you know, they come every few weeks. So it was a good experience for me, kind of opened my eyes to the back end and what the LP guys work in every day in as law enforcement as well. So
Shelby, was that the point of you and I guess, you know, the Florida Retail Federation even getting involved? Like, on, it sounds like you were like rolled up your sleeve, like in the trenches with the LP guys. And it sounds like you don't do that very often. Like, what was the point of you getting that involved in that investigation?
So this was put on by the Georgia Retailers Organized Crime Alliance, and I am the LP liaison for Georgia and Florida. So I work with this group all year. There had been one blitz done by Kentucky, and the chair of our LP committee went to Kentucky, saw it, and wanted to implement it and kind of do a small test run in Georgia. So I was there for it. I can't take credit for none of the work. The in-store LP guys and law enforcement did all of it. They were just nice enough to let me watch and sit in the camera rooms and ride around in their cars with them. It's really good to kind of to spread the word about what actually goes on. I think a lot of people that are outside of the industry are blind to it and don't know what goes on day to day. Before I worked for retail, I had no idea that this was such a big problem. I knew people shoplifted, but I didn't know to what extent. So I think it was really eye-opening for me. And it's good to spread the word and also kind of deter. And Dunwoody, our test run is a small, it's like a 13.6-mile radius. So it's a small city. But I would be willing to bet that it has deterred a little bit of theft since the blitz. I'm sure all will return to normal, but Dunwoody police are really good about partnering with retail and trying to get those guys off the streets.
Yeah, I think what was neat, I saw it got some media coverage, which is important, not just to show the success of the blitz, but the community that this does exist, this is a problem, and we're sending a message that as retailers, we're not going to accept this anymore in partnership with law enforcement, which is neat. And I know, so you mentioned GROK, and I know they've got a pretty incredible show they put together every year. Do you got any information on that if people are in that market and want to attend?
Yes. So GROK is going to be August 22nd at the Cobb Galleria in Atlanta. This will be the ninth year. It's a young conference, but it's a great conference. There's usually 350 to 400 attendees each year, and we have taken it out of downtown Atlanta and moved it to the Galleria Center, so traffic and parking is not such a headache. Traffic is in Atlanta, so it's still going to be rough, but not as bad as downtown. So it's a really good event. We have strong speakers. The Dave Thompson is speaking this year, and we have some other really, really good stuff up our sleeves. So we'll be pushing that out in the coming weeks.
That's why Dave Thompson brought that up. That's why. No, I'm just kidding. I've actually been to that conference when it was started, probably its second year, in MARTA down there. Not MARTA.
America's MART.
It's not MARTA.
America's MART. Yeah.
America's MART. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And there was like 50 people, and
yes,
they have done such a fantastic job of growing that so quickly. And I think the word got out about how valuable it is. And
it
so,
is.
You know, they do a fantastic mix of both law enforcement and LP folks. I think those guys over there just have done a tremendous job. So huge shout out to them for sure. GROK rocks, which is, I like their new acronym, by the way. I think every orca should change it to something like GROK, right? Like to where it makes sense and you don't feel like an idiot saying it. That's just me.
I know. I think of whales every time I hear orca.
Every time. Oh, so
I brought it up, by the way. I need to clarify, Amber Bradley.
Clarify, Thompson. Go ahead.
I brought it up because there's a ton of incredible conferences to go to every year, and it's hard to figure out where to go and when to go. But any of these ORC shows has some of the best blend of law enforcement and retail together that you don't see, you know, everywhere. And it's a really just a cool opportunity to see two sides of the fence working towards the same goal in the same room. So those are incredible shows. And I know that both at GROK and with Florida Retail Federation, they do a lot to recognize not just the loss prevention professional, but law enforcement. I got to watch last year a Law Enforcement of the Year kind of celebration dinner, and there's a lot of neat stuff that Shelby and her group and other groups do to recognize law enforcement. So I think that's pretty neat.
Yeah, we are in our 46th year of recognizing a Law Enforcement Officer of the Year and thanking them for their work that they've teamed up with retail and worked really hard on ORC. So it's something that's really important to us.
So how do you get those nominations, Shelby? Is that something that a retailer, you know, that has really wants to thank or recognize a law enforcement officer that they've been working with? Like, do they nominate them or how does that work?
Yes. So the nomination period will open up in June, and I will send nomination packets to all of our retail members, as well as all of the state, local, and federal agencies in Florida, opening those agencies up for nomination. We take anybody up into the level of sergeant. And then last year, I think we had about 46 nominations. We meet with a team of prior Law Enforcement Officer of the Year award winners and retailers, and the judging panel kind of looks at everybody's nomination and decides on the winner, and it's always a really, really special event, so we're proud to do it.
Well, that's awesome. Really. I mean, I think that you guys have other events too, right? I mean, not just the ORCA that you partner with, but your organization has other state events as well, correct?
Yeah, so we are very excited to kind of bring a new conference this year. We're teaming up with WZ to offer Empower, which is, it's been traditionally the Florida Retail Federation Loss Prevention Conference, which is a little bit of a mouthful and kind of boring. So we're excited to breathe some new life into that this year, and we're going to extend the education and training to human resources professionals. And, you know, a lot of times these guys work on the same issues. So we're going to do some lots of LP, AP training, but also have some HR training in there as well. So we're really excited. And the Dave Thompson is going to be speaking at that one as well.
I can't wait.
When is that?
This is October 24th at the Gaylord in Kissimmee, which is Orlando for all practical purposes.
I think Amber, I know probably a topic we'll hit in another podcast is the LP / HR crossover, especially in the last couple of years. But that's why I'm really excited about this show, because I think a lot of the LP professional is now being tasked with a lot of these HR cases, or HR professionals are being tasked with cases and haven't had the level of training that the LP professional does on how to investigate and interview. So it'll be some neat crossover, and again, more networking.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really interesting too, because, you know, for the Restaurant Loss Prevention and Security Association, RLPSA, you know, restaurants are dealing with that a ton. It, basically wearing so many hats that they have to either, they're dipping into HR, they're also in LP and safety and risk. And so, you know, that comes up with especially a lot of our franchisees. So really interesting. And I can totally help plug your conference since it's not near ours, which is August 4th through the 7th. So it's a perfect, you know, round out the conference circuit to end out your year with heading to RLPSA if you're a restaurant, and then right down to sunny Florida, which the Gaylord there is very nice for sure, to the Empower Conference.
Yeah, October is the best month in Florida, in my opinion. So.
No, it totally is. It totally is. It's not too hot. It's breezy. You can actually sit in the sun and not feel like you're on fire.
Yep. And then everybody else in the world thinks it's like fall and winter, but the joke's on them because it's still pretty temperate in Florida. So it's a good time to visit for sure.
Shelby, you mentioned before you're working with like Kentucky and the Carolinas. Are you aware, does every state have something similar to what you do? Are there ways for people that don't work in those areas to find out, is there somebody out there advocating for me?
Yes. Yep. So almost every state has a retail association. They all have different acronyms and different names. And a lot of times it's a quick Google. There's no one list that, to my knowledge, of all the state retail associations, but usually you can, you know, type in Illinois State Retail Association or Tennessee Retail Merchants Association into your browser, and you'll be connected with your retail association. I don't think all retail associations have an ORCA that they are aligned with or an LP council, although they probably all advocate for felony threshold or other criminal justice issues that would touch the LP world.
And if they want to learn more about what you guys are working on, I'm sure some of it is hidden in the walls of a room full of legislature, but the stuff that you're currently working on or to request support or get in contact, what's the best way to learn more about what FRF is doing?
So we are at frf.org, or anybody can shoot me an email at Shelby, S-H-E-L-B-Y, at frf.org, and I'm happy to answer your question or point you in the right direction. And we're also on Twitter. We kind of champion our wins on Twitter at Florida Retail.
Or if you need assistance in an ORC blitz and somebody to help apprehensions, you are ready and willing.
Always ready. Happy to do it.
Yeah, her next step is taking the WZ Basic. Right, Shelby? Because then you get in the interview room.
I think that I would be amazing at that, but...
Well, we have relaunched it. It's now level one. It's no longer basic.
Oh, sorry.
is the level one WZ training program.
I think WZ should comp Shelby a seat at
level one
training.
I am officially publicly comping her a seat right now.
I actually just skipped level one and went to Elite Training Day, which was awesome. So I think I'm advanced already.
Yeah, you'd have to be. That is a good event. And just sitting there, you feel like you could take on some serious, like, Al Capone stuff going on.
Oh, yeah.
Florida.
Sure. Well, we really appreciate it, man. I mean, I think we've hit a lot of topics that LP folks of all levels would be interested in hearing. And, you know, we really appreciate your time, Shelby, for sure.
Well, thanks for having me. It's my podcast debut.
Yes. Well, we love getting our podcast on here at talklp.com. If you want a topic, don't just sit there and sulk. Like, get on the website and actually input what you're thinking. We can't read your mind. Well, Dave Thompson might, right? I mean, they try to pull that whole, like, these are not the droids you're looking for kind of stuff. But we don't know what you're thinking. You have to submit your topic to talklp.com or follow us on Twitter. I can do that right. So our Twitter name is
Let's Talk LP.
Let's Talk LP. I got that wrong on the last podcast, and I'm in marketing, folks. But I'm bummed. So we appreciate you guys tuning in. Seriously, give us your topics so we can have more awesome people like Shelby on. But thanks for listening. This is Dave and Amber. See how I'm signing off for you? And Shelby
Thank you.
Signing off. Thanks for listening. Tune in later. See ya.